Just you and I.
So this morning, we're talking about build a better business. We have quite a series. I don't know if you've tapped in before or not, Terry, but we're talking all about how to build your funnel somewhat inside your website. Now, briefly, and I know you're kind of busy doing some other things there. Briefly, what is it that you're doing, and what do you hope to get out of the build a better business? Are you starting a business, or do you have a business?
So I have a business. I kind of just wanted to listen to ideas and all that.
Okay.
I'm not working my real estate business like I should by reaching out to, you know, I did meet with a market person through our office the other day, through like, and we're going to make up like a flyer. And so I'm trying to get things started. I always say I'm going to do it. And then I don't know. I feel like my ideas are nothing different. So why should I do it? But you know what? I got to be contacting and getting in front of, you know, potential clients, you know, or just serving people in some way with some value.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of share what I teach. And I think you're going to appreciate it because it's very beneficial. First of all, do you already have a website? I'm assuming you do.
I do, but I don't have really like a landing page. It gets people, I think, to something, you know, but Emerge gives us a website, but I don't.
Okay.
It's just what they gave us. It's not like been altered or a landing page. Yeah.
Okay. I get that. So here's what I would recommend. And I'm just going to go through the overview of everything so that you get an idea of what we're doing. And then you can see where you can kind of tie in and fit in. Okay. The first thing that we talked about, and I'm just going to go back. I'm going to share my screen here. And are you at a place where you can see my screen if I share it?
Oh yeah. I'm sitting down. I just been working all morning and I didn't get a chance to get ready. I just been.
Okay. I get it. This is the actual Build a Better Business course. And the only reason that I want to show it to you is, again, I'm not trying to promote that you got to go buy this course. This is just a perfect way to give you the overview of how to build a better business. So the first thing we start with, and we started this back in January, was to create a value proposition statement. And then we show you all in that meetup how to craft yours. For example, mine, I say, it's kind of like your 30-second speech, your elevator speech, they call it all kind of things, your VPS. When I go to a networking event and folks go, what is it that you do? I want to turn it around to where it's something I'm doing for them, not just a statement about me, if that makes sense. And so you might have to think about how you want to introduce yourself. And that's the first thing is a VPS, your value proposition. So mine, I say that I'm Kathy Binner and I'm a passive income coach. I'm a health and wealth educator, and I help you create passive income without having to punch the time clock. And I do mine, by the way, with real estate. So I have a very fond connection to all my realtor friends. So anyway, with that said, you're going to want to create some sort of a statement when you introduce yourself, that says what you're doing for your clients. Then we go into storytelling is marketing. Everyone loves a story. If you think about reality TV, it's all about the story. We all want to see how the story ends. And so if you can tie in your story with how you got started in real estate, and that becomes your cornerstone piece of marketing is your story. For example, and again, I'll use me as an example. Folks say, oh, what is it that you do? Then I can tell them my VPS, you know, I'm a passive income coach. But then my story is I can make this as short or as long as I want. I can say, oh, I'm, you know, I was a single mom working two minimum wage jobs, had a car that wouldn't run. But then I discovered a way that I could create some passive income. And now I want to help you create passive income as well. Now that's the short version. I can fill in that your story is like an accordion. It depends on what market. If somebody asked me to speak to a realtor group, I can expand the whole topic about how I got started with my first piece of real estate and then how I leveraged my equity to get my second piece of real estate and how I moved on from there. And so I can create that whole story. But then in my background is I worked in a salon and I was a nail tech. So then if I'm talking to a group of cosmetologists, I can talk all about that piece of the story. So you see how once you get your story, that becomes your cornerstone marketing, because you can tap into your story anytime. It's interesting. It engages people. I just did a talk at a Toastmasters last night and everyone said, oh my God, your story is so encapsulating. We couldn't wait to hear how your story ended. So we go through how to craft a great story. And then serving is selling. If you don't have your own audience yet, or if you don't have your own tribe, as I'll say, your own group of crazy, mad for you fans, then you need to borrow someone else's audience. And the best way to do that is to serve. And I'll give you an example of that. I wanted to do more speaking gigs. So I joined a speakers collaboration group. And, you know, again, I'm just one of thousands in this group. So the first thing that I did is I sorted out where I could serve in the group. What could I do to help the gal who's that? It's her gig and she's trying to grow it. So my thought was, how can I help her grow it? So I started sharing her post. I started adding value. I started commenting. I started doing all these things. And all of a sudden, she's bringing me up on stage. She's having me tell my story to her audience. So what I did is I basically borrowed her audience by serving. And that's just an example. And then we start talking about offers. Now, for you, the great offer for you already is the, you know, the real estate. So this is going to be a little, looks a little different for you than it might for others, but you still need a way for folks to connect with you where they don't feel pressured. So maybe a consultation, or what I have a free strategy call on my landing page. And that way folks can connect with a free strategy call and there's no no arm twisting for them to buy anything. It's just a way to kind of help give them some direction on where they're going. So the offers are going to be a little different for you because of the fact that you're selling real estate. But then if you put all of this on a landing page and create it kind of like a sales funnel, I teach the Story Brand, which is a book by Don Miller called The Story Brand. And he shares how to lay out your website to make it function kind of like those high pressured funnels, which nobody likes, you know, when it's like, buy now, you've got 1 hour and 36 minutes before this offer goes away, you know, nobody likes those. Now, if it's something I really, really want, I have hesitated and thought, should I buy that before it goes away? But most folks feel kind of pressured on that. So he teaches in Story Brand how to create your landing page or your website to function kind of like a funnel, but it's an organic growth. It's not a high pressure growth.
And can I stop you for 1 second and ask you a question?
Sure. Absolutely.
All this sounds amazing and exactly, you know, perfectly on target. The bad thing is I don't necessarily know if I like doing all that. I'd rather work with someone. I'm not the best at going on it, doing it, you know, like transforming it. I mean, maybe because I've never been taught the right way, but so this is all implemented. You read it, you learn it, and you implement it yourself, correct?
Yes, but what we do is I actually have a separate group, a separate mastermind where we actually go through and do it together. And we meet twice a month and I show them how to create that landing page and what platforms to choose and how to click and upload what you want to upload. We get down into the weeds. And the reason that I do this is because if you pay someone else to do it, which is okay if you want to do that, but every time you want to make a change or every time you want to do something different, you have to rely on that person to have time. Plus you have to pay for them every time you want something uploaded. And it's really inexpensive to do yourself. There's great platforms out there. And what I would see for you, because you already have a website, what I would see for you is just creating a landing page. And I've got the perfect platform for that. I already know what I would recommend for you. And I would create a little landing page. And then our topic today And here's what I wanted to get to, because this is going to be huge for you in real estate, is the basics of blogging. And if you had a little landing page where you could include a blog, your tribe, your audience, your client, they would start to get to know, like, and trust you. And then when they're ready to either buy or sell, they're going to say, oh, I'm using Terry because I've been following her. I love everything she says. And it's very systematic. For me, when I thought about blogging, I thought, oh, how am I going to add one more thing to my plate? And what I did is I just created a system. And I've got a couple of great tools. Number one, and I can show them to you, but number one is I would use HostGator because it's very inexpensive and it has a great little blogging piece to it. But you could create your little landing page with a blogging page and a contact me page. That's it, just three pages. And then from there, you could go to a company that I like to use called PLR, and it's kind of free, where they have public articles. So you don't even have to take the time to write the articles. And so I go over to PLR. It's kind of like when you can get a free picture. Well, this is where you can get a free article, and you're allowed to publish it. So I go and find an article that I like out of PLR. And then I tweak maybe a word or two or a paragraph or whatever. And then I use that as my blog post, and I upload that into my blog. And then I just send it out to my email list or put it across my social media. The whole thing takes about 10 minutes once you have it set up. And I just simply do that once a week. And that's basically the bulk of my marketing. And, you know, and my list just grows from there. So anyway, that's just a thought. So today, we have been going through these topics on blogging. But today, what I wanted to show you, if you're going to do any kind of posting, I don't know if you're thinking that, oh, gee, I need to maybe post some stuff on social media, or even if you're going to blog, what you can do is you can explore what phrases that the world is searching for. And this was a shock to me. I did this for mine, and I was very shocked because I'm all about passive income. And so I said, well, let's search passive income and see if it's getting any traction. See if people are actually searching for that. And I'm just going to show you a great comparison here because this was a shock to me. So I'm like, oh, good. Look here. It's getting some traction. Here's some, you know, people are Googling the phrase passive income. So I thought, okay, so if I write an article or a blog post, or I want to do something across social media, I'm going to say, here's how to do passive income. But then I decided to compare it to work from home. And look what I found out. Look how many more people over here are searching from work from home than passive income. So what that told me is anytime that I want to write a blog post or do a social media post, I need to get the phrase work from home in there, even if I then segue over to passive income, you know, buy some real estate, but you can do it from home, you can work from home. I need to get that phrase in my title and in the first paragraph of anything I post, because that's how folks are searching. Now, Terry, I don't want to insult you in any way, but are you familiar with hashtags, and do you understand how hashtags actually work?
Not really. Okay. I'm familiar, but I've never used them. So no.
Okay. A hashtag is simply a way to get some of those words into your post or into your blog or into your social media post, because when somebody Googles work from home, your post will come up if you've hashtagged work from home. If somebody's Googled passive income, your post will come up if you've hashtagged passive income. If you're talking about, you know, choose the best realtor, if you hashtag choose the best realtor, whenever somebody says, I'm trying to choose the best realtor, if they're Googling that, your post will come up. So what it is, it's a way to get, and you've heard of the SEOs of the internet on how to get more mileage out of what you're writing. And what it is you're putting those words in there that folks are actually looking for, so you come up in their search. And so you should always use hashtags. And so work from home is going to be a hashtag on all of my passive income stuff from now on, because I can see so many more here, work from home people have Googled that phrase over passive income. Okay, does that make sense? So then I thought, well, I wonder if anybody is searching about blogging in general. And look at that. The blogging, let me get out of there. The blogging is the yellow. And look, it's even less than passive income. So putting blogging in a phrase probably isn't going to do it for me. The work from home is still the number one search between those. So then I thought, okay, how many people are searching for affiliate links? How to use affiliate links? And so look at that. It's even less. It's even less than the blogging. So you see where work from home still has it, hands down. Hands down, work from home is what I need to always hashtag all my entries with whenever I'm talking about passive income. So my point in all of that is that you should do this for yourself so that you know, I'm going to try to remove some of these links here, so that you should know what folks are actually looking for. Because oftentimes we try to write or post or advertise to what's in our heads instead of what's in the audience heads. And so if you just put in real estate, you know, you get, you know, a nice, let me get out of that. You get some traction there for real estate. But if you put in find an agent, yep. See the word real estate. So you have to always make sure that you have the word real estate in all of, because find an agent, it is not getting any traction there. So if you just put in real estate, and you can play with this. Yeah. See the word real estate, just the phrase real estate is getting a lot more traction. And so whenever you're posting anything, you should always hashtag real estate. So if anybody goes to anything, if they just go to Google and Google real estate, your post is going to come up. Your Facebook post, your Instagram post, any bloggings that you did, if you hashtag the word real estate. Now, is it making sense?
Yes.
Okay. Good, 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 good. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share today was how to use Google Trends, because that's huge as far as knowing what to post. So whenever I'm going to post anything, like I also have a fitness lane on my academy. And so when I get back to writing about the fitness, I will definitely go to Google Trends from now on and put in two or three. I think you can put in up to five different phrases, and it kind of lets you know what's trending and what people are searching for. And so that way I can put that in my title. I can put it in my first paragraph if it's a blog, and I definitely am going to put it as a hashtag if I'm doing a Facebook or an Instagram post. But the answer to getting more traction just across the board is to just set up a schedule and just be consistent. Consistency wins. Consistency wins in the long run.
That's what I hear. I have a question.
Sure.
So, I mean, you're always fascinating. You're full of knowledge. I am a little, have something unexpectedly, you know, always pops up with a deal. And so I, as much as I want to stay on here another hour, I probably can't, but I would really love to there's just questions. I don't want to be on the recording that I'd love to sit down and have a minute. And then I think, you know, to try, I don't know how your program works, but try to get into your program or some, like really talk about what I want. And then you kind of help design what you think out of what you have. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Absolutely. And so I'll show you real quick so that you see, and bear with me. I don't know if it'll let me go back to the beginning here or not. Bear with me just a second. I think it'll let me go back. It always loads slower when I have the Zoom call on. This coming up is going to be the homepage to my academy. And there's all kinds of different topics. So it just depends. And again, I agree with you, having a conversation, finding out exactly where you're going is going to be helpful. So if I click on all products, and I'm just going to give you a quick overview. If I pick on all the products, I have this fit as a fiddle. Of course, that's just being more healthy. I believe that health comes before wealth. So you have to always stay healthy. But my first one is the Happy House Hunters, and it's the six F's of real estate. Now, the fact that you're a real estate agent, you probably could teach some of these components, I'm sure. And so we go through the finding, the funding, the fixing, the flipping, the filling, and finally, what is your freedom number? And that is how I developed my freedom, was through real estate investing. So every single course has a free meetup, which you're in the free meetup today for the Build a Better Business. Then each one has a course and each one has this mastermind. And in this mastermind, and I don't know, are you investing already? Or are you, as a realtor, are you just doing the sales end of it?
I have not gone into the investing. I mean, I've wanted to, but there's been, you know, my life's just finally taken a different turn. You know, I was taking care of elderly parents for a long time. I couldn't add on one more thing.
I get it. We did that too.
Yeah. My mom passed away in June, the beginning of, well, in June.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So things are a little different now. And I feel like trying to acquire more. I'm trying to like step into things I've been wanting to do.
And well, in this particular mastermind, we have one session a month. It's the first week of every month where we do boots on the ground. And I take a group of folks out and we actually go through real estate and we show them what we're looking for, in a furnace, a foundation, a roof, you know, how to calculate the rehab cost, and if there's room in the deal to make it a good investment. So we actually take folks out and do that. On this mastermind. The next one is short-term rentals, bed and breakfast. And I also run a bed and breakfast. I have guests in my house right now as we speak. I have a bride and her whole wedding party is here today. So again, we have a free meetup and then the course and then the mastermind on how to get approved and open your own. And then build a better business again, the free meetup and then the course and then the mastermind. And in this one, we get, you know, we take a whole year to go through the Build a Better Business. And so we actually, in the mastermind over here, we sit down and craft how to do that VPS and how to create your story. And so that becomes your marketing and then how to serve and get involved with other influencers so you can borrow their platform. From there, we go into blogging and again, a free meetup course in the mastermind. And here's how we actually talk about how to create blogs. Then writing from anywhere in the world, connections over coffee, and this one's again, same thing, meetup, course, mastermind, and that's for authors. The connections over coffee is kind of fun. This is one where we show you how to do a nonprofit. I lost my Happy House Hunters partner in January, and so I created a nonprofit where I give away a scholarship to help someone get their real estate license. Because she was a realtor. She was the realtor piece of our partnership. And so I give away, last year, I gave away two scholarships actually for realtor.
Well, how come I have not talked to you? I made this more important to talk to you in the last few years that we've known each other. I might be in a different position, but you know what? Timing is everything.
And it is.
You understand, like when you have elderly parents and you're the caregiver, it's just, you know.
Mark and I had my mom and his dad on the same hospice team, two blocks apart for 3 years. And we then took our turn sitting with them at night and still worked full-time jobs during the day. So I get it. I get it. We were there. And my last one, and I'll just finish with this one, is it's a whole networking and it's about creating a mastermind and growing your tribe through a mastermind. And so what I do is I use John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, and I go through a 5-week mastermind with his material. And then someone in the audience does the next 5 weeks and we rotate through and everyone that's in the group gets a turn to facilitate a mastermind. So they learn how to do a mastermind and then how to charge for it, how to actually monetize a mastermind. So all of these is how to monetize. all of them. It's how to monetize long-term, well, it's how to monetize fitness. It's how to monetize long-term investments, short-term, how to monetize whatever your business is, how to monetize a blog, monetize a book, monetize a nonprofit, and monetize a mastermind. So that's my courses so far. I have one more that I'm getting ready to, let me stop share here. I have one more that I'm getting ready to launch, and it is a book by Gino Wickman called The Entrepreneurial Leap. And so I'm getting ready to do a course on that. I just got licensed by Gino to use his material, and it's to tell whether you're even an entrepreneur or whether you just want to be self-employed. There is a difference of being an entrepreneur versus being self-employed. So anyway, so that's about me, but I can see where you probably could tap into some of the free stuff and decide which lane you want to concentrate on.
So one thing I've done that I've noticed, you know, it's taken me a little while to understand. I love all things that are around real estate or serving people, and I'm jumping into too much. And then I'm trying to take on another thing that's not so easily for me, which is the, all that you're talking about. And then I freeze, like, okay, I just kind of like get a little overwhelmed and I don't do it. So that's why I really need to partner with someone who I can say, like you said in the beginning, okay, what do you think? Does this sound all right? Because I don't want to just sound like everybody else, or I don't want to sound not as professional as everyone else. So I second guess myself.
And well, let me ask you this. What's the end result? Are you wanting to simply grow your audience for your real estate business? I mean, what is it? What is it? What do you envision that you're trying to accomplish?
I mean, I would love to get into investing. But I think for right now, I've been really on the fence of, do I try to grow a real estate business, you know, a team, or do I join a team? Or, but I feel like I just have been a single agent for now long enough, and I want to go one direction. Is it add some people or do some stuff? Even if it's a matter of a VA, you know, I use once in a while, but somebody more permanent, because I feel like now for the first time in a long time, you know, I loved again what I did, being a mom, being a caregiver. Right. But it's, my kids are older. I'm kind of at that where I have 10 more years that I would really like to really feed into somebody and into real estate. So okay. I do love real estate. So my passion would be. I love other things that I do, and I love networking, but I feel like I've learned a lot. But at the same time, I'm not networking maybe where I need to be. I'm putting money where it's not doing anything for me. So those are things I'm all thinking about, you know. Yeah, and I keep falling always back into catching your little stuff once in a while. And it's like, so yeah, I would love to sit down and just, I think you're in Columbus, right? Or nearby?
I am. I'm in Canal Winchester. How about you? Okay.
I'm in New Albany, Westerville area.
Yep, so maybe close enough.
Maybe we can meet up sometime next week or soon, or even do a Zoom, private Zoom. And
well, if you go to my website, kathybinner.com, there is a link there where you can schedule a strategy session with me. It's all free. Okay.
Then we'll do that.
Yeah, and
then
so we'll just go to kathybinner.com and schedule a strategy session, and I'd be happy to talk with you. But I actually see you in the Build a Better Business course more than the Happy House Hunters, because what I hear you saying is, and again, with you being a realtor, you have some of that background in real estate already, and my courses are very entry level. So my guess is that you have a lot of knowledge already just getting your license. You're ahead of a lot of the group that's in the Happy House Hunters, because they're newbies. They're not licensed. They want to buy an investment property.
I've been in real estate for since the early 2000, you know, since like 2003, yeah. Before.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it all full time because I was a mom and my husband's a fireman. So he's gone 4 days a week, you know, so you around everybody. But I've watched the market with many changes. I've gone through it with him.
Right. So what I see you is in being involved in the Build a Better Business would be so that you could create a system and get it in place and get your marketing in place and get your team in place and move forward building your business. Yes. That's
where I think that's where the start is, because that's what I'm fine with real estate. Mm-hmm. I'm not fine with the other. And I feel like me always talking like I don't understand what I'm doing, people are getting it confused that I don't understand real estate. I understand real estate perfectly. It's the other side, just how to be more known out there. You know, most real estate agents, there's a few that are good at it, but most of them pay someone to do all their posting, social media, all that stuff. They don't sit down and do that. If they're a very busy, active agent, they don't have time to be doing all that computer stuff.
Well, and the downside of that though, is it comes across kind of canned, and here's why I'll tell you that, because I'm connected to the real estate industry, I have a lot of real estate friends, and because I have a lot of real estate friends that know my email, I get on a lot of their email list. And at the first of the month, I get the same exact email from like 30 different agents.
Exactly. That's why I haven't done it. I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, because they all use the same, you know, there's little things you plug into that give you a picture, give you something. So what is really going to make you stand out? So, but at the same time, you do have to get on top of someone's mind. You do have to let them know that that's what you do. And, you know, I think now they're talking about videos are very important, like, you know, it's just things that I have to get better at, or I have to get somebody on my team that loves that, and then they're promoting it. You know, I don't know.
Well, to start, I think you have to at least understand the whole process and be able to do the whole process. And
you're right. Right.
To the point where you want to hand some of that off.
Right.
But now I think you have to understand it, because authenticity is the key, and you have to create some content that shows who you are. And that is what is going to make folks.
Yes, that's true. Being authentic. I mean, I love animals. I love rescuing them. I'm very passionate about, I really do care about the elderly. That has been a passion of mine since 16, 17 to work with them. I'm thinking now, I've never taken that senior test that, you know, you get like a little thing behind your name. I'm thinking about doing that. So, I mean, there's just things that, you know, that I feel I have strong qualities for. I love working with first time home buyers. That's been like the last 2 years. And that's just like getting someone into a home that can't get into a home is nothing. It's just priceless, you know? So,
and the only way for folks to really get to know, like, and trust you is to hear these stories. You see how important the stories are.
And I don't ever tell them. I mean, because I'm like always telling what I can't do instead of what I've done and what I'm good at. And, you know, like that's bad part. That's good and bad about me, because I'm very transparent, other than you can't see me on video.
I get it. So I think for you, it'd be, and now again, I've got some one-on-one coaching as well, but I think for you, it'd be crafting some of your stories, your go-to stories, so that when you do post, and if you're going to write a blog or you're going to market or whatever, you can start putting some of you into that content, because that's what's going to get folks to know, like, and trust you. The boilerplate stuff that all the other agents are using, all it's doing is putting their name out there. But if I go to look for a realtor, you know, I'm like, okay, I've got like 10 names, but I really don't know any of these 10 agents. I just know that they're licensed and they've got this professional picture with their arms crossed saying, I can do it. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and it's not authentic. And so after a while, all of that just bleeds together. And I'm like, I don't know anything about any of these people.
Right. And that's so funny that you said that. I feel like, I guess that's why what you were saying, when you blog and you tell a story and people connect with what you believe in, because I work with a lot of agents, of course, and they might have some, I mean, I work with amazing agents, but there's a few that they have the perfect landing page and news, you know, website and all that, but there's no, it's just a job, you know, and their heart's not in it. And, try to get them to work with an elderly person or a first-time home buyer. They don't want it, because they don't want that.
So
well, because it's too much work for the amount of money they're going to make, because they're after the fast sale, that, you know, they're after the folks, the investors that, you know, have cash in their back pocket. And, so, and I get that, but again, that's, if you want a heart centered business, you have to put your heart out there. And that's a little scary at first.
I know. Yep,
I get it. I was there and I was doing all the marketing stuff that I thought was right. But it wasn't until I became very authentic and very transparent and just put myself out there that folks then started gravitating toward me. So I certainly understand that.
I sometimes think age, but you know, I guess I shouldn't, you know, they want to work with the younger agents and all that. So I need to quit. I need to get out of my own mind, you know, out of my own way, and change my mindset and just say, you know what you do for your clients. You know how you serve them. And that's what you need to make people know. So that, you know, as I'm talking to you, I can say all that, but when you put me in front of that, you know, I'm like, just this morning, I get on some really cool stuff. It's called Clubhouse.
Oh yeah. I was on this morning too.
And there's some agents. I mean, they're just sharing they're really trying to teach newer agents ways, you know, that there is a lot in real estate you can get in trouble for. There's a lot of stuff in real estate that you've got to be extremely careful. So, because it can definitely come back and bite you.
Absolutely. I get it. Yes. I have the
best interest of who you're serving. I just said you have to have the best interest of who you're serving. I mean, if that's the seller, then it's the seller. If it's the buyer, then that's the buyer. And you got to care about both transactions, because sometimes one side isn't doing their part right, but you know, it's still affecting you. So you call that out and say, hey, you know, this is what has to be done on an FHA. This appraisal happened. This is what needs done. So you have to be really working for both sometimes. So
absolutely. I have 30 doors. So I've been through some transactions as an investor, and I get it. Yes, it can. I've had complicated closings and I've had real easy ones. So
yeah. Well, thank you.
And you know, we lean on the realtor a lot to be the liaison, to work all that out. So yes, that's a lot of work. I get that. But I see you just needing to kind of craft your stories so that you have your go-to stories that you're comfortable sharing. And once you kind of craft them and you're comfortable sharing them, then you're never put on the spot. Because if somebody just on a whim at a networking event says, Terry, you be our speaker today, talk for 20 minutes. You don't have to go, oh my gosh, what am I going to talk about? You just pull out your story. And that's what I did last night. I got called on the spot on a Toastmasters event. And they said, Kathy, our other speakers didn't show up. You're on. And I'm like, okay. And so I just told my story. I just got up and told my story. And at the end, you know, and again, we teach you how to craft your story in the Build a Better Business, you know, like once upon a time, here's where I was, but then I discovered this and now I want to help you discover it as well. And then we teach you how to craft that whole story. That's the cornerstone of all of your marketing. And that's where you put your heart and that's where you put your authenticity. And if you go look at my website, you'll see that there are several stories about me. As you scroll down the homepage, there's going to be, and what you believe is so important, because what you believe is what's going to make folks connect with you. So when you scroll down my homepage, you'll see under my podcasting, kind of some of the things that I believe, and then under my blogging, some of the things that I believe. And then if you go over to my blogging page, if you click on that, then there's another bio there. And then a work with me page has my story. And so by the time somebody kind of goes through that, they get a pretty good feel for who I am and what I believe. And that's so important because again, it all ties back to your story. And so I would love to work with you. I think we could get you into a system where, and I do work with a VA, by the way, that does some of my Canva, just my my Canva backgrounds. And then all I do is in my talks or in my story, we'll pull out quotes, my quotes. So I'm not quoting, you know, boilerplate stuff off the internet. And it'll be like one of my quotes is you're smart enough to figure it out. I remember thinking when I was 30, I looked in the mirror and I thought, Kathy, you are smart enough to figure it out. Well, that's one of my quotes. And so we put that on a graphic, you know, you're smart enough to figure it out. And then KathyBenner.com. So she makes some of those for me. And so she kind of can do that because she's so fast at it. And then what she does is she sends me the template of all of the background colors for my branding. And then all I have to do is pop the quotes in and post it. And so that works, and she's available if you need.
Yeah, you'll have to share her with, yeah, like, so she knows the part of real estate. Yes. Speaking of VA, which is not VA for virtual assistant, but VAs for veterans.
Yep.
Right now, we have a really amazing, if you know of anyone that just needs any, you know, whether they use me or someone else, Motto Mortgage has a tremendous deal going on for VA.
Okay.
If you know of anyone, I mean, it's like they're charging them nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a really good thing going on. And I do, so just a little plug in for that.
But, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go on and look for yours to make that strategy and like get things going so I get ready for 2022, you know?
I get it. I think you're well on your way.
I do too. I'm having a little event. I don't know if you've ever been to the Salt Cave.
I have not. I've heard about it though, and it's been on my list.
Well, me and Leslie are going to do something. It's going to be more like an appreciation for past clients and hopefully future clients, but November 14th. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much. I mean, I think I better, I have to get off, but if you keep going, are you recording it? We can talk later, but I am going to set up something.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you joining me today, Terry. Thank you so much. And I just have great vision for you.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you. Thank you for giving us all that you do, all your knowledge. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.